The Holy Gospel for the baptism of our Lord is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter. Before Jesus begins his ministry, he is baptized by John, touched by the Spirit, and identified publicly as God's child. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I've been kind of depressed for the past couple of weeks. You see, the 1st of November is a big day for me. For every year on the 1st of November, XM Radio starts playing Christmas music on both Channel 75, which is called Holiday Traditions, and also on Station 63, which is Holly, the more contemporary Christmas music. 24/7, every day, until the 26th of December. So for about 2 months, I am just in my mode, because I love Christmas music. But when it goes away, suddenly I feel as though there's nothing on to listen to anymore, which is wrong. There are unbelievable amounts of choices for us to listen to today. Whether you listen at home on cable or in your car or on a hands-free device, there's no limit to the variety of music today. Every genre is out there. Whether you like classical or jazz or rhythm and blues or hip-hop or rap or heavy metal or country and western or folk or alternative, there is no limit to the variety of music out there. Now, personally, I listen to The Blend, Channel 16 on XM. Features artists like Ed Sheeran, Pink, Callum Scott, Colby Kelly, other newer artists that I really enjoy. Plus, it blends with those some older pieces that I remember from the 80s and 90s. It's a good mix of music for me. And I think to myself, I should be grateful and happy because things have really changed. When I was growing up in Williston and Minot, I always listened to KFYR. KFYR had the largest daytime coverage at that time of any station in the United States. So you could pick it up clearly. Remember Friday nights, I'd always listen to Padres Platters. And then on the weekend, it was Casey Kasem's Top 40. And every day during the week in the morning, it was the old Reb show. And of course, it was rock and roll music. And my sister and I just thoroughly worshiped KFYR. There was a problem, though. My dad would only listen to country western music and had a hard and fast rule that the radio station in the car could not be changed. He wanted it left on 910, which was country western. Occasionally, my sister and I would forget to turn it back, and we would get into trouble because we had our mom trained. Whenever she drived, we could listen to whatever we want. But when we got out of the car, we had better have put that station back. And more than once, my dad, who was not the humorist of the world, would be very disappointed in our behavior. The reason I mention music this morning is because today in our first reading from Isaiah, we have the first servant song. The first servant song, the first of four, is a song that pleases God. It's a song about his chosen people, Israel. And it's a song about what his chosen people, Israel, will do. What's the music all about? It's about justice, but a different way of doing justice. Not with a military presence or with a heavy hand, but no, doing justice in a new kind of way. You read in the text that a dimly burning wick will not be quenched, and a bruised reed will not be bent. In other words, this justice will happen in such a way that everything and everyone is built up. It will be doing the right thing. It will be making the world equitable and making the world a better place. And so today we get that music, the music given for God's people. Because it's music about what God's people will do, they will bring about justice. And in building up, they will lift up and they will set free and they will make life worth living for all. But something happens. The people have trouble being God's music. They say one thing to God. They say, yes, we will do what you require of us. We will do justice. They sing that, but they don't do it. They do the opposite thing. And so the first servant song, which had so much hope, so much promise, becomes a song of discord because the people are not in harmony with their Lord. And so something will have to change. Something does change. In the birth of Jesus, we find that God is going to do God's work in a new way. Jesus will be God's new song. And today is the beginning of the music. As soon as Jesus is baptized, a voice from heaven says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus will now be God's music. Jesus will be that new way of doing justice. And now as we continue to move forward in Epiphany, we will see the ways that Jesus does that. We will see examples of his earthly ministry. We will see how Jesus brings justice about in the world. Now, you and I are also called God's beloved children. When you and I are baptized, we also become God's music. We have the seal of the cross put upon our forehead, we are marked with it. We are claimed as God's children. And then you and I are sent out to be God's music in the world. And we all have our own song to sing. As I said earlier, everybody likes different music. Everybody has different gifts. But we all worship the same God, and we're all called to serve the same God. And so today, you and I, again, are asked to be God's music, right now, today. You and I are called to bring about justice in the world, to build up and not tear down, to be with those who feel like a dimly burning wick, and to nurture them, to be with those who feel bent and broken, and to comfort them. You and I are called to set people free and to make new. That's our calling. And so today, join me in singing your song, in making music that is pleasing to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.